My relationship with Boardmasters since I took over the bid role has really developed. My question always was, if we've got one of the biggest festivals, you know, down southwest, and it's sat, you know, in on Newquay's doorstep, then are we working with them? Are we looking at how we can drive footfall, not just, you know, to that event, but into our town centre and into our businesses? And it's a real tricky balance because they trade in August. You know, Newquay's extremely busy in August. But what it does is it adds to this additional footfall, which can, and for some businesses, it has a really positive effect, and for some people, detrimental, because potentially some people avoid Newquay with the roads and, you know, and the families, and they tend to say, well, Boardmasters is on. But, you know, that Boardmasters is not going away. Boardmasters is going to be with us, and it's a great festival. And do you know what? For me, it's a bit of a coming of age that these guys and girls go to this festival and have a great time. And they'll come back with their families in a few years' time, and they'll go, do you remember that holiday in Newquay? Do you remember Boardmasters? And they'll come back, and it really sets us on the map as far as the younger, you know, growing element are concerned to visit Newquay and the businesses and the hotels and all those other things. So rather than, you know, going, oh, you know, it's a real challenge and Boardmasters has this effect, let's work together. We've had some really good conversations. And the latest thing to happen, and I'm really excited about this, is we're launching, we trialed it a couple of years ago, and now we're relaunching it with Boardmasters, an app that is a Boardies app, and it will be on the main app that all of those 59, 60,000 party festival goers have to find themselves around the event. It will be advertising local businesses on the high street, doing Boardies offers. So we're asking for our businesses, our bid businesses, to apply via the link that we've just sent them on email, and they can apply to be one of these businesses that gets featured. Not everybody will get featured, and it needs to be in line with kind of their demographic. So, you know, food places, maybe bars, maybe camping, all those sorts of things. But it really needs to be in line with their demographic. It's a real positive move, and I know that it will put those businesses, you know, highlighted in front of all those people.